Lessons from a lawsuit. I never thought I would be a restaurant owner before I moved to the United States. For 6 years, I have owned and run a fancy dining Thai restaurant on Long Island. When I first became a restaurant owner, it was not easy. I feel very stressed every day in the first few years. But eventually, everything started to run smoothly. Despite the long hours and often feeling exhausted, I was happy because my restaurant paid my bills and took care of my family. I thought my life would continue like this until I retired. But one day, everything changed. In early 2019, a lawsuit was filed against my restaurant by one of my former cooks who had worked in my restaurant for a year. He claimed that he never got overtime pay. Unfortunately, I didn't have certain records to prove that I had paid him overtime because I didn't know that much about the American labor laws. I was shocked and full of regret. Why did I have to choose to be a restaurant owner? How could I be so stupid to open a restaurant without understanding the labor laws in this country? I hated this guy, who I felt was unfairly suing me, but I hated myself more. I couldn't stop thinking about this horrible mistake. I couldn't eat and sleep well. I was living in a daze. After I did a little research online, I realized that the only thing that I was doing wrong was that I wasn't keeping daily timing and timeout records for each employee. I suddenly woke up. I told myself that I needed to know more about the United States. As an immigrant, I need to get a better education to prevent myself and my family from being injured again. I needed to improve my English so I could understand how to run a restaurant in New York. I started trying to be positive, and I knew I had to move forward and not try to look back. This is when I decided to go back to school. I graduated from high school in China in 2003. I hated school. In China, students need to memorize most things they learn. I hate this. I never forgot how excited I was when I finished. I went to karaoke with my high school classmates for the first time to sing our hearts out to celebrate. I joyously thought I would never be a student again in my life. Life can be surprising. Who knew I would want to go back to school 17 years later? I registered for college, but I needed to improve my English skills before I taking regular college classes. My first day of class, I was really anxious. I was afraid my teacher, Vincent, would call on me to answer questions every day that I wouldn't know how to answer. Also, I was about 10 years older than most of my classmates, so I feel extra pressure to do well. I was confident about my listening skills in English, but I had most forgotten everything I knew about English grammar. I struggled with myself every day, but I knew that I couldn't give up. This feeling lasted for a while. But gradually, I started to really enjoy both going to school and learning. I started to prefer starting to run in the restaurant. As my English improved, I moved to a more advanced level. I found that study became completely different and more interesting than what I'd experienced before. Especially in my teacher Jennifer's class, I feel more relaxed, and for the first time in my life, I could truthfully say I like to study. I even feel the the content when we had to move to online learning because of the COVID-19 pandemic. In Miss Jennifer's class, we didn't just study English. She also taught us a lot about the difference between personal and public health, what public health professionals do, which I found really interesting, and how public health professionals help prevent outbreaks through research and education. I was fascinated to learn how public health professionals work quietly in the background of society to keep the community safe. Learning how public health professionals are like the cool health detective really captured my imagination. Through this class, I not only learned English, but I also discovered that I could have a totally different career, and I didn't have to be a business owner forever. Now, I would like to be public health professionals because in this profession, you can make such a difference to health and safety to people in a community. I love that I have found a new career opportunity. I have found purpose in my life again. I am surprised that so much good has become from something so bad. If I had never been sued, I would never have gone back to school, and I wouldn't have found a new career direction for myself. Now, I fully understand the meaning of phrases, a blessing in disguise. And every cloud has a silver lining. Sometimes, adversity truly is a blessing in disguise.